got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
So, good afternoon, it's Who Cares Wins, and it is on channelradio.co.uk. It is a gorgeous afternoon, and I am on top of the world, and I've been on top of the world, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute because I'm so excited and I need to just get it out. But welcome, as always, my marvellous presenter. Alongside me is Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, Angela. Good afternoon, everybody.
Yay! And of course, we have another super, super, super guest. We've been tweeting about him. We've been setting the scene. We've been telling people there are going to be all sorts of things going on in the studio
today.
Photos
have gone out.
The photos have gone out. The delightful, and it's a great joy to have you in the studio after we've been emailing and talking with each other, to finally meet you, Tim Box from Headway Hypnotherapy.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me here. Pleasure.
You're very, very welcome. You might not say that by the end of the show, but we've locked the door. He can't get out and listen us, so he is with us for the rest of the show till 4 o'clock. We hope you are. Well, I hope you're sitting down, having your cuppa, or if you're listening back later on, that you're listening while you're chopping your potatoes, perhaps for dinner, depending on what you're up to. So do, if you are listening now, give us a tweet at CaresWins and let us know what you're doing. Have you had a cup of tea with your health and well-being? Maybe it's a nice herbal tea. And, of course, you may even join in because we're going to do a little exercise later with Tim. He's promised me that I won't end up doing strange things down Hythe or Dymchurch, I promise. So we're going to have a little exercise later on that he's going to guide us through. It's only very short, but if you want to join us, then let us know how you get on afterwards as well. Do use the tweet. We have a live feed in the studio so we can reply and give you a shout-out as well, depending on the business that you're in. So is it health and well-being? We are big, huge shouts. So how was your week, Jan?
It was packed, yes.
Yeah, jam-packed.
Jam-packed. Clients, bit of good. Celebrating after the botcher last week.
Of course, still celebrating.
Helping out on a panto.
Really?
So all bases are covered.
Oh, not the Kent Women in Business magazine panto?
No, she's Herne Bay Little Theatre.
Oh.
So don't say the C word yet. I know we're only just in November.
Christmas.
No, not that one.
What, Christmas?
But panto's okay. You can say panto.
Christmas.
It's behind you.
I'm going to say all the time now. See, Tim, I'll ignore you. You'll see that we have this lovely love-hate relationship throughout the studio. And, of course, you've probably been bombarded, Jan, with my pictures over the week.
I have.
With my little road trip I took with
it
my cake.
It wasn't quite muddy enough.
Well, just bear in mind that I'm going to be doing more, so there'll probably be more pictures of me in some mud. And just to clarify, listeners, before you go off on strange tangents, because we know what you like out there, I did go away for a little birthday treat, and my husband, who is adorable, best one ever, no, you can't have him, he's mine, I've got him, he organised some huge surprises for me, and I ended up going on some more 4x4ing up in the Lake District, and I can highly recommend Men of Kanku. If you go to the website Kanku, that's KANKU. Oh, I better check, hadn't I? Better get this right. .co.uk. You'll see they've got little videos and things on there, but they do the opportunity for you to take a four-wheel drive out, and you go in the Lake District, and they take you on the trails that you can normally walk, or you would take a bush bike. You can go on there in a 4x4. And I obviously went in the Land Rover. That's what I wanted to do. And they are absolutely fantastic because they will take you up these rock steps. They are basically, you'd look at the trail and you think, well, I wouldn't even walk up there, let alone drive. But with their guide and tuition, and they keep you nice and calm and relaxed.
I would say blood pressure's just going through sky high
okay.
At the moment.
No, it's all nice and calm and relaxed. And they guide you through everything that you need to do, keep your thumbs outside the wheel, etc. And they guide you up how the route you take, and you go over. And you just literally climb these rocks and boulders, and it is absolutely amazing. But, of course, the hard work is really, really worthwhile, because when you get to the top, one of the trails you get is to the top, and you see Coniston Water.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
And so you look down, and obviously the marker where... certain gentleman had a bit of an accident in a boat So yes, I can highly recommend if you that's the one thank you that if you want to escape from it all, your health and well-being, and you need a nice rest. I know it sounds bizarre.
Fear and trepidation.
There is no...
turns into exhilaration.
What is it? There's a book out there anyway. Feel the Fear and Do It. Mm. So feel the fear and go to Men of Cancun. They've got a Facebook page as well, which I've liked naturally. I am a bit of a... People say, am I on commission? No, I have just thoroughly enjoyed myself and I'm just so excited about it. I'm top of the world.
But if you can't find the website, you just follow Angela.
Well, yes, if you follow
and
me
she'll just keep talking about it.
And to it, I have suggested, because all joking aside, health and well-being, about getting out in the open and also different experiences and learning from different experiences, because they do corporate things, they'll do events for teams and team builds and motivation, and also learning. You're learning stuff all the time, so of course you're engaging your brain, you're utilizing it. So actually, all joking aside, there is a huge link with health and well-being. And of course, the Lake District is a marvellous place. And often I think it's overlooked. That people
you also said just improving your driving skills and your confidence.
Definitely.
In general.
Definitely. I think,
and that's health and safety.
I'm going to start lobbying the government, because I think it should be part of the...
driving
car
test.
Yeah,
up a mountain.
You have to go to Men of Cancun and have a driving test with them. Then maybe we'll pass you and you can drive on the road, because we've got water, we've got floods down here, we've got trees flying by with
that's
the wind.
True.
So yes, and of course I had the lovely cake that I took on road trip that my very good friend Nikki, who runs Little Brown Fairy Cake, who is on Business Bunker tomorrow afternoon, I hear, her little interview she had at Women Mean Business.
So it's Tuesday, 1:30.
So that's
Business
tomorrow,
Bunker.
Isn't it? Yeah. Business Bunker is on with Jules and Paul Andrews, 1:30 tomorrow on channelradio.co.uk. And I know that he's playing some of the little interviews that he did, and one of them is with Nikki from Little Brown Fairy Cake. She makes whatever bizarre thought you have of having it as a cake, she can make it. She's done buckets with chips and burgers and things. And so she made me a Land Rover, a Cancun Land Rover. So I took it on a road trip and I did post some pictures on my Facebook page. And of course, we stayed at the marvellous Cedar Manor Hotel, which, if you just want to relax and have good food and great service and don't do the 4x4, although I'll hand you if you don't, then you can obviously go and check in there. They have a fantastic, the coach house suite. It's marvellous. It's got this brilliant bathroom with lights and yes, I did sleep as well, honestly, but I came back very clean. So before we go on to the Angela and 4x4 show, which is not, I want to talk to our guests more importantly. So, Tim, you've joined us this afternoon and we've had a little chat outside. Yeah. But for our listeners, you've come from Headway Hypnotherapy, which a lot of people then start thinking, oh, hypnotherapy, hypnosis, hypnotism, all those lovely, lovely words that have probably been bounding around on Twitter as well. So for our listeners' perspective, Tim, where have you landed from? And
right.
Just tell us a little bit about you.
Right, okay. A little bit about my background, maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
Just give us a picture of the real Tim.
Behind the pocket watch sort of thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, basically, many years ago, back in the day, I was a plumber in my dad's plumbing firm. That was what I did. That was where I come from. That's my background. So naturally, as you do when you get tired of plumbing, you learn to hypnotise people, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
the natural
progression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, it was a hobby for a long time. Hypnotism. I couldn't even tell you what on earth got me into it, because I'd love to be able to say, oh, when I was a kid, I was watching something. But
no.
It had long time been a bit of an interest, a hobby. And I learned to hypnotise on a weekend course when I found out that you could learn the skill of hypnosis
in a weekend.
With some fantastic people at a company called HypnoArts, some of the best hypnosis trainers in the country are there. And this was way back in the day, I learnt to hypnotise people.
Is that up in London or
They do trainings all around the world, actually.
Oh, right.
And actually, funny enough, I now assist on their trainings. We were in Vegas training people very recently.
Oh, just throw that in there.
Yeah, you know.
He's in Vegas. And now he's in Romney Marsh.
Mega,
it's going up in the world.
As you can imagine. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was just to do silly things like stick people to tables and get them to forget their name and just silly parlour tricks sort of thing. Just to anything to be life and soul of the party, you know. And then one of my friends came to me and said, look, I'm getting married. I don't want to be wearing false nails for my wedding, but I bite my nails. And I said, well, okay, how bad is that? And she said, well, I'm watching TV at night and I'll only notice that I'm biting them when I taste blood. So she was a really, really bad nail biter. So yeah, I know. And I'd only done, you know, sort of entertainment stuff. I hadn't done any remedial therapy stuff at all. So I said to her, well, I've got no idea how to do that, but I'm more than willing to have a go because you're a friend and I want to help you out, you know, as you do.
He's a lovely listener.
I'm glad that's the impression I'm giving. That's great. We did something. We both of us kind of thought, well, that wouldn't have worked. And we just went away and forgot all about it. And then a couple of weeks later, she just interrupted me as we were talking. She said, oh, I forgot to mention all my nails have grown back, by the way. And I could have fallen. I had to leave the room because I was about to burst into tears.
Oh, bless
it had just, and that was the moment that sort of, without wishing to be too dramatic, completely changed my life. And then I suddenly realised, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I don't have to plumb anymore. I'm going to do this. And then I sort of dived.
Throw your wrenches away.
Well, that's it. I dived down the rabbit hole and completely just went on all the trainings, read all the books, just immersed myself in it. And then basically that led to me being the hypnosis obsessed individual that you see before you, basically. But then, you know, that was inevitably. Then it came to start my own practice. Headway Hypnotherapy was born after I'd done all the trainings. I felt confident enough to start seeing clients and actually taking their money, you know.
So, yes, yeah. So when was that? When did it officially go live?
Officially, it was a good few years ago now. I've trouble differentiating between when I became a hypnotist and when I became what I describe as a remedial hypnotist. I tend not to use the hypnotherapy term too much.
Right.
Even though the company's Headway Hypnotherapy, I have a slight beef with the term hypnotherapy because it gets misused.
But yes, it does, I'm sure.
But yeah, so then my practice started up, and it really has taken off in the last couple of years. About 12 months ago, I was invited to join a practice at Harley Street, number one Harley Street, with an amazing lady called Zoe Clues, who is absolutely incredible. And it's a great honour for me to be invited into her practice because she's been established there for over 10 years. So,
and Harley Street is,
You know, this reputation. It's one thing to sort of plan to get there, but to be asked to go there was amazing for me. And then about 6 months ago, I opened my own therapy centre called The Clubhouse, which is where I see clients from in Lower Halstow, just outside of Raynham.
Between Raining and Sittingbourne.
That's exactly right. Sandwiched right between the two. Yeah.
Indeed. I know it well.
So, yeah, it's just become my life, really, and completely unexpectedly as well, which is...
So you class yourself as a hypnotist.
I do, yes. Maybe that's because that's where I come from, because I come from... the first course I did, the first weekend course, the second day was all about stage hypnosis. It was very much a... you know, do demonstrative things to demonstrate hypnosis rather than things that are just going to, you know, that are going to change your life. It wasn't remedial stuff.
So this is the thing I remember I used to see on the TV, that people would run around like chickens or say a keyword and they would start doing
The number of times people say to me, you're not going to turn me into a chicken, are you? And I have to say, well, okay, look.
Unless you want to.
That's going
to
cost you extra.
And of course, they really want to be able. I understand an element of the brain is that you really want to be a chicken.
Yeah,
then it'd happen for you.
Yeah, well, this is.
Be a Land Rover.
That is becoming an obsession now, Angela.
It is, isn't it?
You need to see someone about that.
Let's have a chat.
I've been telling her that for months.
Can you see the nervous twitch? So, yes, you class yourself, it's about you are a hypnotist rather than I'm doing hypnotherapy.
Yeah, that's it really. I think this is my own experience, and at any point in what I'm talking about today, there may well be other hypnotherapists who are going to say, no, I don't agree with that. But my experience, and I can only speak from my experience,
absolutely,
is that I'm happier as a hypnotist. I'm happier getting people into my environment, my room, and showing them what hypnosis is so that they know we've done hypnosis. I see a lot of people... Every week I see at least one client who comes to me and says, I'm actually not sure I can be hypnotized because I've been to see a hypnotherapist and all that happened was I lay there with my eyes closed, they talk to me, I remember everything, nothing happened, I wasn't hypnotized. And I'll say, well, you know, okay, let's find out. And I'll do some stuff with them. And they normally turn out to be magnificent hypnotists who can do it really well, but they just, for some reason, it was done... previously with them in a way that they didn't recognize as hypnosis, and they couldn't in all honesty come away saying they'd been hypnotized. But when you come to see me, we do some things that are gonna be weird, they're gonna be quite unusual, they're gonna hopefully be fairly amazing as well. I don't believe in charging people for not hypnotizing them, so I want them to know they've got what they paid for. You know, and it goes back to the old plumbing days. If we went and fix someone's tap. So they wouldn't just take our word for it that we've done it.
And test it, aren't
that's
we?
It. Yeah. They're going to at some point want to turn the taps on and check that it's happened. Absolutely. You know. So I wouldn't dream of charging somebody before establishing it, to the point that they know that they can do hypnosis.
Right. So with you mentioned about you being up in Harley Street, but also opening your clinic. You call it a clinic?
We could call it a clinic if you want.
I don't want to call it, if it's not a clinic.
Well, I regard it as a mind and body therapy centre.
I
shy away from the term clinic again because it's associated with doctors, and I'm not a medical man, you know, so I'm not going to pretend to be. I'm not going to call my clients patients.
Dr.
You know.
Tim That's is it, in the yeah. house. Calling Dr. Tim.
Yeah,
so yes, we've got mind and body
therapy centre. That's right, yes.
Do you split your time between the two?
Yeah, I do. Well, I tend to go up at weekends to do Harley Street because there's... And again, that's something where I will just go up. They'll have clients waiting there for me. So, you know, it's just something where I visit. It's not my practice. It's Zoe's practice.
Yours, sure.
But she's asked me to specifically treat people for phobias and sleep issues because that's when I spoke to her when she initially inquired. And she talked to me because I was speaking to her about the sleep issues that I was dealing with. And she said that's we could do with a specialist up here dealing with that.
Is her centre all around hypnotherapy, hypnotism?
Yes, that's it. She's a hypnotherapist herself. And, you know, to be honest, I met Zoe when she came and trained with HypnoArts because she'd been practicing for 10 years.
Oh.
She read John Chase, who is the founder of HypnoArts. She read his book and it kind of opened up new ideas to her that she was very interested in. So she came and trained with us, and then through conversations I had with her, she said, right, you've got to come up and see my clients here at Harley Street. So yeah, it was awesome. It's brilliant. And
people don't think about networking, but you're networking on courses, aren't you?
Every Wherever. Time you talk to somebody in a queue at the bank,
you never know what's around the next corner.
Yeah
absolutely.
Someone
absolutely.
reading your book on the train or something. You're exactly. sitting there reading your newspaper as well. Strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
Talk about Land Rovers. Anyway. Oh dear, it's gone back there.
Are you excited?
Do you think? Can you tell? I am quite excited. So I thought this song was quite appropriate for today. So you can all sing along and think about me being halfway up a mountain, hanging off 45-degree angle, well, not quite, with the marvellous trainers of Kanku. So enjoy. Radio. So, yes, I am excited. But, of course, you're excited because you're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio, and it's Monday afternoon, and you're listening to us on channelradio.co.uk. We've got marvellous, marvellous shows all week, every day. You can listen 24/7, to be honest. So why go anywhere else, especially on Monday afternoon between 3 and 4, and today especially because we have the great guest, Tim Box from Headway Hypnotherapy, talking about hypnotism.
Hypnotism. Yes.
So I just wanted to go back perhaps a few steps and from possibly a listener's point of view, but mine as well, because I am a bear of little brain. And so for me it would be, okay, let's strip all the technicalities of it. Mm-hmm. What is hypnotherapy?
Okay. Well, hypnotherapy is utilising hypnosis for remedial and therapeutic purposes.
Right.
What is hypnotism?
Hypnosis.
Basically, this is something that a lot of people disagree on. You know, there's a dictionary definition.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a definition.
That's not
normally as many definitions as there are hypnotists, to be fair. But for me, what I'm looking
for... There's a joke in there somewhere, I'm sure.
I would regard hypnotism as an induced state of subconscious dominance. Mm-hmm. Now, and that may sound very technical, but we're most of us familiar with the idea that we've got our conscious mind, which is our logical, rational, reasoning part of our thinking, and we've got our subconscious mind, which is our emotional, imaginative, creative part of our thinking.
Yep.
Now, the ratio to what your conscious and your subconscious is doing, your conscious is tiny, 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 and your subconscious is doing absolutely everything for you. So all of your behavioural patterns and your thought patterns, the things that you regard as automatic or the things you do without thinking, they're just automatic patterns of thought running in your subconscious mind.
Nice.
So hypnotism is about contacting the part of you that's doing the wrong thing in your subconscious and getting it to do a better thing, basically.
Therefore, when you talked about the lady with biting her nails and that effectively a habit, is actually trying to change that behaviour, change that habit interrupt it. Would that be right?
Well, I work on a theory that your subconscious mind is only trying to work for your benefit, for your health, your happiness, your well-being. That's its only motivation.
Right.
However, like anyone else, when it's trying to do something, it can sometimes do the wrong thing in the pursuit of that result. So what we're doing when we're talking to your subconscious mind is we're getting hold of a pattern of thought that it has for whatever reason. It might not be logical, but it's always rational. It always has a rationale behind it, has a reason for it. And then we basically have to challenge that idea that this is the best thing for that person.
Okay.
Okay. And then if we can get your subconscious mind to accept that something else is better, that it's allowed to do that something else, and it's an option, then it will pretty much automatically start to do that something else instead.
And is, by the sound of what you're saying there, though, there is still an element of practice or repetition. It's not, is it that one session cured?
It can be.
Okay.
Absolutely can be. I never know how many sessions it would take. Most of the people I see are between 2 and 4 sessions. And the only reason we do a 2 in some cases is because the last session tends to be the one you didn't need. Tends to be the one where you come back and you say, you know what, all those things that I wanted to be happening are now happening.
Great,
and
then, it's like a debrief.
Well, that's right, we hypnotise you again, we make sure that the bit that was doing the bad thing is now doing the good thing, is happy to do the good thing from now on, and we never ever go back to that bad thing again.
Fantastic.
And is the client doing anything when they're away from you? So you have a session, I go away for a week, 2 weeks, or however long until the next session. In that gap, am I practicing anything? Am I thinking anything that I'm aware of?
You are not consciously or deliberately doing any tasking, anything. When it works at its best, everything simply changes. You get a brand new normal going on for you.
I like that.
We're in tandem there.
Normal. Is there anything normal in my life? But hey, it'll be brand new, so great. Mm. So for me then, really, picking up the there's elements in there of relaxation, but presumably there must be you must get people confused things. Between,
yeah, absolutely.
Is it just being relaxed state and you help me change?
Probably one of the biggest misconceptions about hypnosis. You'll see this on a lot of hypnotherapy websites. When it says, what is hypnosis? The answer will be, it's a state of deep relaxation somewhere between sleeping and waking. Mm. Now, it isn't. It isn't anything to do with relaxation. When you come for a hypnotherapy session, undoubtedly, the hypnotist will suggest relaxation. I know I do, but then why would you suggest someone getting tenser and tenser and tenser as it yeah, proceeds?
That's a good point.
It's a nice way to work, so let's get you relaxed.
Let's get you really stressed.
But the people that think hypnosis is somehow dependent on the ability to relax right, are mistaken.
Okay. You so it's do not, don't have to go hand in hand.
No, not at all, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Hypnosis is about getting somebody subconsciously dominant. Now, to get you subconsciously dominant, we just have to get your subconscious mind doing something that it does on its own without any recourse to a conscious process. Mm. Now, because your subconscious is your emotional, imaginative side, I could get you emotional. I could make you cry. I could scare you. I'd make you afraid.
You'd never scare
but
me.
But not a tremendously good
a
way of doing therapy.
Though, did you hear
that? Yeah, but you know, getting someone over emotion is not a tremendously good way of doing therapy.
No.
So instead, we get you to do the other thing that your subconscious mind does fantastically well.
Yep.
Which is it imagines.
Right.
Now, when you start, we start you imagining. Your subconscious inevitably starts to come forward into dominance.
Okay.
And that's when we utilize that to move it on into something a little bit more meaningful.
To the benefit.
Yeah.
And for me, with my little toolkit here, I'm hearing neuro-linguistic programming. There's some similarities. There must be a crossover.
NLP.
Not, or is there?
Well, the inventors of NLP,
yeah,
Grinder and Bandler, are obviously hypnotists. Yeah. There's a nasty rumour going around that NLP was invented by people who couldn't sell hypnosis to corporate America. Basically,
we need to get Richard Bandler on the show next, don't we?
I think we do.
Yeah,
The whole thing about NLP is inducing a state to work with.
Yeah.
And that state is generally induced by using one of those two things, emotion or imagination.
Mm.
So NLP, when it works really well, lo and behold, it is hypnosis.
Right. I'm with you.
Now, I don't do NLP myself. I'm a hypnotist.
Yeah.
I will do formal... We're going to hypnotise you now.
Yeah.
Whereas some people will work more sort of conversationally.
Yeah. Mm. And then the other part is also, I'm thinking about, you know, people we've had on the show and talking about, you know, change, people, you know, life change and moving direction, and it's about habits. And presumably this could be part of their journey. They might do other things. Or do you think that actually... if they have hypnosis, they don't really need to do any of that.
You know, it's quite surprising. Sometimes, people are, it's just part of their journey. And I've had people come to me and say, well, I'm working on this other thing with someone else. Now, for me, if you're coming for some sort of therapeutic intervention, you need to be telling people everything. You need to be speaking about the whole picture.
Yeah.
But I generally tend to specialise in the, don't tell me your life story, don't need to tell me everything about what's happened to you in your past. If you want to, you can, Angela. If you want to, you can.
That's the sixth session, really.
Yeah,
but 5 hours at a time.
But the whole idea is, you know what you're doing wrong, you know what you'd rather do.
Right.
We get access to the pattern of thought that's got you going wrong, and we change it, then everything changes. And it's surprising how many times people come to me with a list, and we sort the main thing out, and everything else falls into place.
Yeah, so it's sort of like get to the root cause, and then all of
those
others.
Exactly, yeah. If you're trying to knock down a wall, you can knock it down from the top, or you can take out the bottom row, and then everything
and
falls.
Then
so, you know, there's ways and there's ways.
It comes crashing down.
Absolutely. Now, we were talking earlier about who could be and who can't be hypnotized.
Mm. Yeah.
And you were saying that if only you knew who couldn't, that would be the trick. But do you think there's a difference if somebody has a mental health issue or is on the autistic spectrum, so OCD, Asperger's?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had clients in
I've had a few clients with Asperger's tend to be astonishingly good hypnotes, and I don't know why that is.
Oh, that's a lovely name, hypnotes.
But the thing is, before we knew what OCD was, before we knew what ADHD was, people still had it, and they dealt with it. Now, there's a danger here, because Asperger's being the first step on the autistic spectrum, you know, you could easily just label someone with Asperger's autistic.
Mm.
But, of course, the person who has mild Asperger's isn't going to be as difficult to communicate with as somebody who has extreme autism, you know.
Yeah.
And I tend to work with the person, not the problem. I tend to see, and if you come with a label, inevitably you then bracket yourself in with all the other people that also have that label. And I don't really buy into that. I deal with the person in front of me and their ability to do the hypnosis that we're trying to do in that session.
Mm.
I honestly think that we could sometimes do without so many labels. And it's nice
or
to
acronyms.
It's nice to, yeah.
We have a lot of people who talk about acronyms. What does that mean? What does that mean? Absolutely.
Exactly. I think sometimes it's nice to know what we're dealing with, and doctors need to know what sort of meds they're looking at.
Sure.
But I sometimes think it's really counterproductive to give someone a label and then give them that to deal with for the rest of their life. So I tend to assess each person as they come in. You know, some people I will be happy to work with, and some people I decide to refer on, you know.
Is that because of the specialism, you think?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we were speaking about children before,
yes,
you know.
Yes, for example.
And I will see children with their parents present.
Yes.
But I don't tend to push that as something I do. And it tends to be people that know me and my methods and specifically want them to come to me.
They want you, yes.
Rather than just I want to see a child specialist, a hypnotherapist. Yeah. And if somebody like just puts a general shout out on Facebook or something for somebody to see their child, I have somebody that I refer them on to who specialises. Okay. It's only really if they believe in me and my methods and they definitely want their child to see me that I will normally treat somebody you know, a minor. But but again, it's each person on their merits. You've got to decide on each case, I think. Treat the person, not the problem. I think that's
great. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a little exercise, aren't we, in a minute?
We are indeed.
Which our listeners can join in as well. Yeah. And of course they can let us know how they get on. You can tweet us or even on the Facebook page, which I do have up. I know that we've had a few people that have been retweeting, which is marvellous. I've got here Accounts Amanda. Did you see that? Accounts Amanda's just posted something with a question for us.
Oh, not come up on mine yet.
It says, can hypnotherapy cure fingernail biting? So she obviously...
Amanda, where have you been?
Oh, there we go.
She's only just come in. She obviously missed the first part of the show.
The funny thing is, you say about fingernail biting, you might think, oh, that's a very simple thing, that's a minor thing. But it's not, because when somebody's got that going on, it's massive. Whatever you come with to my room, it's really important to you. So I might see people for like long-term pain issues, migraine suffering, or it could be depression, anxiety, all these sorts of things that you might regard as, oh, they're the important ones, they're the serious ones. But everything tends to be serious to the person who's coming to see me. So like the example of the friend of mine, you know, she was literally biting her fingers until they bled, and it was quite a big deal to her.
I don't think I've seen any blood on your fingers, Amanda, but I might have asked you other questions if I had. But it is, yes, finger. You know, I think in this day and age, so many people you're aware of when you give, just giving someone a business card, you know, they'll see your hand or they'll see your fingers. So I don't know how extreme she has her fingernail biting, but would that be, again, it's something that you work for them to...
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that I do...
The reason why, presumably.
Absolutely. Well, to be honest, I don't need to know why. That's another misconception, that we have to get to the root cause.
Okay.
You don't have to get to the root cause. You just have to get access to the pattern of thought they're running. We cannot change the past. That's there. That's set in stone now. Yep. But what we can do is change what's going on in the present to give you a better future.
Yeah.
So no, we don't need to get to the cause. But there, it is all about what the person brings into the room. This is why I do, my first consult is a free one, because if I can't hypnotise you...
We like free.
We do like free.
We like free.
I meant to say complimentary. But, you know, I can't charge you for not hypnotising you. So if you come to my room and I don't know if I can hypnotise you, then I can't effectively charge you money. So the first one is literally, come and meet me, I'll meet you, I'll find out you can do hypnosis, you'll find out that hopefully I'm the right person to help you with your problem.
Sure.
And then we can work from there. Right. It is all about, you know, for me, the way I work, it's all happening in you. I'm not adding anything to you to facilitate this. I'm trying to just get you to maybe unlearn something that you've learned that now isn't working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Of course, if Amanda is listening, she can take part in the exercise to see whether or not...
Of course.
She
of
would
course.
Be, you know, not? Great...
And another tweet, we've got one from Miles. Miles says, he's had sessions with Tim Box. I was one of the few not hypnotised, but so many of my colleagues have used him and with amazing results. So that shows some people can, some people can't.
Miles.
But thank you, Miles, for posting that.
Oh, and do keep following us.
Yep.
Yeah, great, great.
Amanda's
put, sorry, she's only been listening for 20 minutes. That's all right. I'll let you off. She says, it's my son. What, is he chewing your fingernails? He does do chew. You can bring him as well if you want, Amanda. So yes, but if you want to have a go, we're going to adjust the microphones a little bit so that Tim
it's
has a bit
totally
of space.
Safe. We've but it's, yeah. discussed this with my,
we've
Tim
already gone
beforehand.
Through
our legal department.
Yeah.
Yes, I've signed the disclaimer. All joking aside. It's very quick. It's something very, but it's something you use in some of your talks and some of your demonstrations.
When we do a consult, we do a series of what I call imagination exercises or games.
Right.
And what it can tell me is two things. It can tell me you can do hypnosis, but it can also tell me the way you do it best. So I thought it'd be quite fun to just have everyone do one of these. Yes, as they're listening. And if they're listening on the playback as well, you can still do this, because I'm not going to... Rest assured, you won't be doing anything silly. Or if you are, it'd be nothing to do with me. Okay.
So. I like that. I like his style. So we're just going to get the microphones moved. So don't, if you want to put your cuppers down or get comfy, you don't have to lay down. Okay.
No, you do not,
no snoozing, all you listeners out there. You just need to be sitting in a chair, and all will be revealed after this tune.
Station is powered by Simplecast UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk. Channel Radio.
Oh, I was all of a tiz then. I didn't know what button I should be pressing and what I'm doing. I'm so excited. So, we are back in the studio. You're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio, and you are tuned in to channelradio.co.uk. Monday afternoon, the sun is shining, and we are relaxed. which is useful, but it's nothing necessarily to do with hypnosis.
You've been listening. Well,
I have been listening. And also, can we just clarify to our listeners who may have a go at this with us, please don't do this if you're driving.
Purely because you need your hands free, not because you're going to be dangerous in any other way.
That's it. I should stress, what we're about to do is not hypnosis. So this is simply an exercise with your imagination, with your subconscious mind. And I mentioned before that your subconscious mind is the real powerful bit of your thinking, and it's the bit that's doing everything. So when we do hypnosis, we need to make sure we can actually get communication with it, get access to it, so that we can make a change. So should we do this now then?
Yeah,
should
let's do this. Okay, let's do it. Jan, are you up for
this? I'm ready.
You're
right,
ready?
Okay, good.
So I am sitting comfortably.
Right. Now, all I want both of you to do, and everyone out there who's listening, and as I say, if you're listening to this on playback, you can still do this. It's not something exclusive to where it's going out live. You won't be left in any strange state or anything, good, because this isn't hypnosis.
Will it take me out of my strange state that I'm already in?
Well, you know,
too late.
Hypnosis can do a lot of wonderful things with it.
He's already clocked, is he? Yeah. For 10 minutes he's been with me. Okay,
so all I want people to do now, put down whatever you've got in your hands and just rest your hands flat on a surface in front of you, or even on your legs, on your knees, something like that. And you might consciously decide to wiggle your fingers or drum your fingers, but I want you to stop doing that now, because that's you consciously doing it. Now, this is going to be almost like something's doing itself. It's not going to be your conscious mind that's doing it. Now, this might work for some of you. It might not work for some of you. But let's see. This is one of the things that you would do if you came in to see me for a consult, just to see how your imagination works. I like to find out what you can do well, what you can't do well. But just rest your hands on the surface in front of you. Spread your fingers out slightly, and just, you can look at your hands, or your eyes can wander around the room. But it's good to look at your hands, because I want you to know when your fingers do something. Okay, and now I'm speaking only now to your subconscious mind. Everyone out there, everyone in here, I'm speaking only to your subconscious mind. And I want your subconscious mind now to choose a finger or thumb of either hand, just one finger or thumb, to take control of that finger or thumb of either hand. And when it has complete and independent control of that finger or thumb of either hand, I want it just to move it as a little signal for yes.
Squeak from now, Angela.
That suggested something happened quite quickly there that time, Angela.
It did.
That was your little finger of your right hand.
My little finger of my right hand leapt.
Now, for everyone else listening, this may start with a feeling. You may start to feel one of the fingers or thumbs feel different. Or, as just happened in Angela's case there, the finger or thumb just may suddenly move out of nowhere. But it's not like you're consciously doing it. If you're consciously doing it, you're doing it wrong. You just got to rest them there and allow your subconscious mind just to maybe lift the finger, twitch the finger. There it goes again from Angela. That's brilliant. And well done. And what
it's
I'd love to hear...
It's very bizarre as well, because I am listening to you, honest Tim.
Of course you are, otherwise
but I'm also
wouldn't.
Just staring off and reading something that's actually on the console here, so I'm sort
well,
of listening
that's
to
it,
you but
yeah, you're taking your conscious attention somewhere else, which is a good way of doing it. Some people need to do that. Other people actually guess which finger's going to go, and then it might be the finger that they thought it might not be.
Might
we
not
never
be
know
that one.
And it might be starting. So basically I want you just everyone now just to relax their hands. We'll stop that now. Allow your subconscious mind just to let go of that finger and just shake your hands out, and all done. But if that works for you, I'd love to hear you get your tweets and just see if we had some people trying that and if it worked for them. Or certainly if they do this on the playback and they're just doing it at home at any time, it'd be lovely to find out.
What's going on here?
A couple of people have I took a photo of Tim looking over
kneeling,
at your hands, kneeling on the chair.
Kneeling on the
Health
chair.
And safety's gone out the window this afternoon. So if it didn't work for somebody, and I have to put my hand up, my fingers didn't twitch, didn't get any sensation.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'll tell you something. There's an interesting story. I was doing a presentation to a group.
Should we get Tim to sit down, bless him? He's sort of perched.
Still perched.
We'll
talk amongst ourselves.
I'm kneeling on the chair here, looking over the top of the console.
I'm going to do my, just relax. Be comfortable, Tim.
Okay, yeah. I did this presentation to a group a couple of months ago. Half the room had fingers wiggling around and lifting up. Half the group didn't. And one of the people who it didn't work for came up to see me. She was due to come and see me for a session the next day. And she came up after the talk and she said, is there any point in me coming to see you? Because it didn't work for me. And I said, well, look, you know, let's see. That's only one of the things we're going to do. Your mind might not like doing that one. It might do something else a lot better. But when she came in to see me the next day, we did that exact exercise. And the finger just leapt in the air all on its own. And it was simply that she could do it fine. Her mind could do this fine. But it wasn't going to do it in a room full of people.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't going to do
Shy
it that day. Yeah, well, that maybe exactly it. You know, and it was just like, no, I don't need to do this now because I'm doing that with Tim tomorrow.
Mm.
So there was no real motivation for her subconscious to play along at that point.
No.
So if that didn't work for you, or if you've got nothing at all, doesn't mean you can't do hypnosis. All it means is that particular imagination exercise isn't the best one for you, or today isn't the best day for you, or listening to it over the radio isn't the time that your mind's going to come forward.
Because that's interesting, Tim. You said that because we had a quick go outside listener just to make sure. I needed to vet Tim, make sure he wasn't enjoying, you know, get me to eat an onion or run around like a chicken or something. Although I do that live on air anyway. Is that we just did it through, and I did it with a different hand. And what was interesting for me, Tim, was that when you said it could be a sensation, you might feel a tingling or something. And I was already feeling something in one of my fingers. So I was like, oh, I'm feeling it. How does he know that? but then it was funny because my finger felt as if it wanted to lift. And then it was as if my logical, structured, you know, how does that work?
Yeah.
Went, oh, no. And so it didn't lift. It was as if there was this split second, like a control element.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. We're not asking your conscious mind to go anywhere. We're not asking it to drift off or go to sleep. You know, hypnosis isn't about sleep either. But if your subconscious can just say, yep, I can do that, wallop, they're done, with your conscious mind still paying complete attention, then we know that your imagination is working well. Your subconscious mind is a powerful thing, and it can do this stuff for us.
Yeah,
and when you think about it, if I could get one finger moving that meant yes and another finger moving that meant no, your subconscious mind can give me very direct answers to some questions that we might have.
Yeah.
And the question might be as simple as, you know, this thing that we want to do, can we do that from now on?
Yeah.
And it may be as simple as that. It can be as quick as that at times. It really can.
Looking at my fingers now, it's like, how did you do that? Because I'm into that whole, how does it physically work? But of course, that, you know, that's the training, and that's all the information of how you actually start to link. As I only know sort of that surface area of the brain and the hemispheres. Do you get people left-handed, right-handed? Are there people that follow patterns that they're really good?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know why this is. Left-handers tend to be quite good hypnotees, and I don't know why that might be. I mean, there is the theory, you've got the right side of your brain is your emotional, imaginative side of your brain, and that's the side that controls your left hand. So you could argue, well, maybe left-handed, right brain dominant people are obviously going to be better at becoming subconsciously dominant in that way, because that's where your subconscious stuff is in your emotional imaginative.
So listeners, if you're left-handed and you had a go,
so who knows?
Do let us know whether that was, we've got all the left-handers out there.
Yeah.
Starting to see, we're labelling, we're off again, left-handers. Okay, so you've touched on some of them, but I was intrigued about, we explored this before the show, about the myths sometimes around hypnosis. And we, for example, the myth of, you don't have to be going to sleep.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not about sleep. It's not about relaxation. The one that I tend to get asked a lot, and the one you also see on a lot of websites with hypnotherapists, is you can't be made to do anything you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
And that is, see, for me, if that statement were true, I can't possibly help you, because you're not happy with what you normally do. Mm. You've come to me and asked me to help you change that.
Mm.
So if I can't make you do anything you wouldn't normally do, then I can't be of any assistance to you.
Mm.
Now, your subconscious mind, all it's got to do is change its mind about what it's doing for you. Mm. And that will, by definition, be something you wouldn't normally do.
Mm.
So that is, for me, that's a misconception. There's a very funny story that a client of mine told me. She came to me and said, well, I know this is to find out if I can do hypnosis, this consult. She said, but I know I can because I've been on stage with Paul McKenna twice. And I said, oh, yeah, tell me about that. And she said, well, I was up there. I heard everything. I was wide awake. I remembered everything, but I couldn't stop myself doing what he was telling me to do. I said, that's interesting. She said, yeah. And she said, at times, it was quite humiliating and quite embarrassing. And there were moments where it was quite unpleasant and I wish I could have stopped. Yeah. And I said, you said you did it twice? And she said, yeah, well, I went home.
You have to wonder, don't you?
She said, I went home and I thought, no, I couldn't possibly have been hypnotized because I remember everything. I was there. I was consciously listening to everything he was saying. Surely I wasn't hypnotized. So she went back with the express purpose of volunteering once again, but then not playing along so that she could convince herself that, you know, she'd be happy that I was in control. That's all fine. And I said, oh, yeah, how did that work out? And she said, yeah, same thing happened. So, and that's not that. That's not that Paul McKenna was getting her to do anything that her mind wasn't happy to do. Yeah. But it was that bit of her subconscious that loved to play was doing
yes,
that,
yeah.
And that bit of her that was a bit embarrassed about it didn't get a look in because
I think I'd be dangerous.
I suspect you might, Angela.
Maybe what's happened is I'm just already in that state, and I have been for the last. Years.
Nobody's said the trigger word yet to snap you out of it.
Nobody's brought you out yet. No. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So, talking of that, bringing out, is this something, I mean, you see it in films and, you know, somebody is put into that state, there's a trigger word, and three weeks later the trigger word goes off and they kill someone or they rob a bank or they do whatever because of the trigger word.
Yes.
How unrealistic, realistic?
Well, that's a big topic to raise. That is the old the question of ethics and morality.
8 minutes, maybe.
I mean, ethical concerns, moral concerns. They're very fluid. There are other things that we learn. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people, a lot of young men during World War II that would have said before that war they would never have killed somebody they'd never met before. They wouldn't have just shot at a stranger.
Yeah.
But you give them the right context and the right motivation and, well, they're not happy to do it, but you know they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So our morals and our ethics are very, you know, they're quite fluid. So what you are prepared to do and what you're not prepared to do, given the right situation, you might be surprised, if that makes sense. There was I did a presentation last week at the Inner Wheel ladies at Sittingbourne. Hello to them if they're listening.
Hello, lovely ladies.
And I did exactly what we've just done, a little demo with the hand, and one lady, lovely lady called Margaret, said, you know, basically her hand was doing all sorts of things you couldn't stop it doing. And she said it afterwards, she said, so when you had control of my hand, could you have made me do anything at all? And I said, well, look, your subconscious might have been happy to rotate your hand towards your face or whatever, as I was saying. But I think if I'd have told it to start unbuttoning your blouse, it might have objected.
Right.
And she sort of looked at me, raised an eyebrow and said, well, you never know. And I said, I think that says more about you, Mark, than it does about hypnosis.
Oh, dear, that's a worry.
I've got a question from Miles. He said, can you do it to yourself? I presume he means, can you hypnotise yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm done doing me back to myself. Thanks, Miles.
Self-hypnosis is a slight misnomer. Self-suggestion, auto-suggestion absolutely works. You can give yourself positive suggestions, but self-hypnosis, you know, hypnosis for me by definition requires a hypnotist and a hypnotee.
Right.
Yeah, you don't naturally go into hypnosis. You know, there's another thing on a lot of hypnotherapist websites. We all go into hypnosis several times a day naturally. The only people that go into hypnosis several times a day are people that live with hypnotists.
Make me a cup of tea.
Yeah, it's by definition. There's
You've
a hypnotist.
Got it, Jan.
There's a But yeah, so I don't. But yes, absolutely.
Do you live on your own, or do you live with people?
I live on my own at the moment.
So he has to do all his own tea, all his own washing up.
Unfortunately, yes, everything has
to
get done.
So the CDs and things like that people promote. You know, there's a CD that, you know. Is that true? Because
that's it. Some people regard recordings as self-hypnosis. Yes. For me, that's just a recording
of
a hypnotist.
Yeah.
And if it could be your voice doing it, it could be. But really, what we're looking for is your subconscious mind following the suggestions.
Yes.
You know, and basically responding in an automatic fashion to what's going on. So absolutely, a lot of self-work, you know, recordings can work. Mm. Reading books, you know, there's that great book out where you can stop smoking by reading the book. And it reprograms your subconscious, you know. How you decide to instruct your subconscious to do something better for you, there's loads of different ways. And I would never stop somebody from working on themselves. And in fact, when I work with people, I might give them a perfect place in their mind that they can go to.
Yep.
And that will anchor all of the work we've done there. Oh, you do know where that is. Is it in a Land Rover, by any chance?
A bright orange one. Jan's just given up. She's hiding in the corner now. That's it. Now, before we disappear with time, because I know that also you are doing another talk, aren't you?
I am,
at an event coming up.
Yes, the Inner Goddess Therapy Centre in Faversham, down by the quay on Faversham. 16th of November, I'm going to be talking. It's a free talk. I'm going to be talking on Saturday, the 16th of November,
free.
That is.
We like
another
free.
Yeah, another complimentary event. Yeah.
free works better on Twitter, though. There's only four characters.
Yeah. Between 2 and 4, that is. And I'm just going to be talking about hypnosis. We're going to be doing some demos. We're just, you know, again,
brilliant.
The little things that I've touched upon here, the sort of the minor points we're going to be expanding upon, and just hopefully, you know, educating people about what it is and how it works.
Brilliant. Well, Lou, give us the details at the end of the show once we go off air. And we will, listeners, post that on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And also we'll tweet about it nearer the time as well. So can people just turn up? Is it a bookable?
Absolutely. I'd love people to book in so we know
numbers.
Yeah, if we're looking teas and coffees, we might know how many to have.
Teas and coffees, I might be there.
Oh, I've promised that now, haven't I?
Hey, you'll just make somebody make the tea. But we could have another hour's show with you, Tim, because it's fascinating subject. And also, you are a really fascinating person with all the lovely little stories that he has as well. So, and I think that makes it as well for people to really understand that it is about the person that you see, isn't it?
Absolutely.
In anything that you're going to deal with.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's not just about, you know, well, I've got to be scared about this person, and, you know. And it's actually building a rapport and relationship with them
first, of course,
then knowing that actually, yeah, he's not going to make me act like a chicken unless I want to, or undo buttons, which is that's a whole different show completely. So before we start to disappear, we are fast running out of time. Tim, how is probably the best way for people to get hold of you? For example, if Amanda wants to sort of talk to you further about things, or
a
session,
absolutely.
Free,
my website is www.headwayhypno.com.
Okay.
And all my contact details are on there. There's a bit more information if you want to see it on there.
Good.
There's some videos of me hypnotizing people.
Great.
Yeah,
that wouldn't hypnotize me watching it, would it?
No.
Okay. And also Twitter. You're on Twitter.
It might hypnotize you, Angela. No,
but it's very good subject.
Yeah. All you have to say is Land Rover. And Twitter, Headway Hypnosis.
That's right, yeah.
Because we've been following you. So if you follow us, Who Cares Wins, or at Cares Wins, you'll find us. Other events before we disappear, Jan, we've got about 60 seconds.
60 seconds. Wednesday of this week, 6th of November, National Stress Awareness Day.
Oh, yes.
You web search for that. And also this week is Ask Your Pharmacist Week, which is your pharmacist knows far more than just dispensing. If you've got a question about blood pressure, diabetes, anything you might be avoiding your doctor, talk to your pharmacist.
And don't forget, listeners, if you heard the show a couple of weeks ago, the Wellbeing Symposium on the 13th of November. You can get a discounted entry fee if you quote the code, but you have to listen to the radio show a couple of weeks ago with Rory from the Wellbeing. Go and listen. It's on Jan's website or my website. We'll put it on Facebook
again. Secret code in that show.
Secret code.
Get your discount for the symposium.
And then we'll see you there, because we'll be there wandering around with mics, roaming freely, asking you questions like Land Rover. And before we disappear, a motto, something we could finish on with, Tim.
This is one that I like, and I just looked up, so I checked who it was. This is a Theodore Roosevelt quote, who said, "Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care." And I love that one.
That's a good one.
And who cares wins.
Yeah.
You were listening to us, Who Cares Wins,
next
on channelradio.co.uk. We've got oodles of guests. But Martin, the lovely Martin Fever, some of you may have heard him on the Business Bunker. He's joining us he's a confidence coach from the Mind-Body Connection. So he's going to talk to us about what his work involves and how it helps others. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks, Tim.